My name is Steve Giordano, and I'm a ferry pilot. For as long as I can remember, I wanted to fly airplanes and travel the world. Like so many others that chose this path, it started as a childhood obsession and never really relented. If the 43-year-old me was somehow able to travel back in time to the year 2000 and tell the 23-year-old me with a fresh ATP that in 20 years he could be flying pretty much any kind of airliner on a regular basis, traveling to a new city somewhere in the world every week, have no boss, no uniform, and earn a better living than he could at the airlines, I'm not even sure that I could explain the steps he'd need to follow to get there. My journey thus far certainly wasn't planned. I'm not sure it even could have been. Getting to this point was more a result of chance, both good and bad fortune, and a willingness to go with the flow no matter how off the beaten path it took me. I guess it really all started in 2005. I was working as an MD-80 pilot for a then-fledgling low-cost carrier in the US. It wasn't my dream job, but I had gotten there at a good time. The industry hadn't fully recovered from 9/11, and there was little growth elsewhere. I got in at the ground floor and quickly upgraded and got the seniority to hold a really good schedule. The money was bad, and I was looking to supplement my income to support my young family, and somehow the universe decided I would cross paths with this guy, Bob Allen, Captain Bob.
What's the black?
Oh, smells terrible in there. God.
Like piss?
Bob had been running a one-man show called Avia Crew Leasing since the 1990s. Like me, he started off as an airline pilot and figured out how to run a successful ferry business before anyone else was really doing it, and in an organized manner. For the next 9 years, I balanced working for the airline and flying ferry trips on the side while getting qualified on different aircraft types so that I can get assigned to more ferry trips. In 2014, Bob, Gloyd, and I decided to join forces and break the traditional mold of the crew leasing company, basically HR-type businesses that connect freelance pilots with flight planning resources and market services to the lessors. We thought there was a better way, so we created a company that harnessed the experience of our small network of air pirates, dispatchers and planners, and the relationships we forged over the years with technical representatives working for the major lessors and aircraft trading platforms. That was the year I turned in my airline badge, forfeited 10 years of seniority, and put all my chips on the table, effectively placing my entire future in my own hands. It was scary. I was a senior Airbus captain, bidding number 2 in base, with close to 1,000 pilots behind me on the seniority list. My colleagues were either settling in to coast for the next 20 years at the airline or get ready to break from the low-cost carriers and head to one of the majors while they still had many years left. I knew it was going to be sink or swim, but I was ready to swim, and the gamble paid off. I was already pretty well known among the technical reps working for the major lessors, and Bob was pretty much the OG in the ferry business, so word spread fast when he joined forces with Gloyd and I. Before long, we were turning away business because of our commitment to fly pretty much every trip ourselves. It took us about a year to scale the dispatch, planning, and flight support side in-house, and soon we started establishing company standards and processes more aligned with an air carrier than a band of cowboys and misfits. We started inviting other experienced ferry pilots that we've worked with over the years to help carry the load and saw our portfolio of customers expand dramatically. Thank you. So why do I think this is the greatest job in the world? Simple. Adventure. Berry flying is always, and I mean always, an adventure. Every trip starts the same way. A mad rush to pack for a week on the road, usually in multiple seasons and climates on the same trip. A hug and a kiss from my family as I run out the door late for my flight, and a photo session in the parking garage so I remember where I parked when I inevitably return some days later with no memory of the day I left. It's not that I'm forgetful, it's that so much happens on a typical trip. It normally feels like months have passed by the time I'm searching for my car a week later. I'm constantly asked, what is your favorite place in the world? To be perfectly honest, I don't really have one. I have some canned answers, of course. The Maldives always stands out to me as an amazing location. A remote cluster of islands surrounded by swimming pool blue water, coral reefs, and tropical sea life in the Indian Ocean, the place is truly majestic. I've had the good fortune of overnighting in overwater huts there, essentially luxurious minimalist shacks which serve as exotic vacation destinations for the privileged. Not your typical crew hotel, considering the only way to get there is by boat. But sometimes in this crazy business, we get to capitalize on opportunities when they come up. The last time we overnighted in Malé, back in 2016, we were heading to Kinshasa with an old 737-300 freighter out of Shanghai. As the timing worked out, there was civil unrest in the DRC, and we decided it was safer to hold for 24 hours in the Maldives in order to immediately depart for Johannesburg upon arrival to avoid a situation where we could potentially get stuck. The airlines were canceling flights, and the options were very limited.
Kind of unexpectedly shitty. Didn't expect there to be a hole in the floor. Damn it. Place is a hole in the floor. Well, it was a nice break here in the Maldives. We were here for a good solid 12 hours, and then packing up today, we determined it's safe and good to get in and out of Kinshasa today, so we're going to proceed over to Mombasa.
The last 15 years or so has been a long, strange journey, made up of hundreds of shorter journeys stitched together to form something so unique, I felt it should be shared with the world. The trips we run every week are planned around a basic framework to accomplish the mission at hand, each unique with different goals and challenges. But like jazz, every journey requires improvisation. Even when flying the same kind of airplane between the same cities, the dynamic nature of this business means that no two adventures are exactly the same. I hope you enjoy watching Cockpit Casual as much as I enjoy making it. While I can't commit to a set schedule of releases, I can pledge to create as much original content as possible, so subscribe. It's the closest thing to being in my jump seat. See you on Sunday.